God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's a connection between our breath and our spirit. In fact, if you look up the Hebrew words and the Greek words, they're used interchangeably. It's hard to tell sometimes if they're talking about breath or spirit. But it shouldn't be confusing, because how many know that when your breath is gone, your spirit's gone too? The breath and the spirit are connected, and the blood. The Bible said the life is in the blood. Of course, you know, blood's connected to breathing. Hmm? Blood circulating in the lungs and picking up the oxygen and taking it to every part of it. But there's something in there you can't see. There's something besides oxygen and other stuff in that bloodstream. There's spirit. I said there's spirit. And people talk about life. You know, the blood takes life to every part of the body. What is that life? Show it to us. Now, you can see the natural elements at work, but the spirit of a man or woman is inside this body. And the life that God has created in that spirit is touching every part through the breath, through the blood. One of these days, if the Lord doesn't come beforehand, we'll quit breathing. He says, is that a problem? Not really. Not for believers. You'll quit breathing. When you quit breathing, your spirit will come out of your body. It won't stay in a dead body. Thank God. God's got it set up right. Don't be concerned about it. Your spirit will come out of that body. And the Bible said that to those of us, you and I, that believe on Him, it's appointed unto men to die once, one time. And when that happens, or He comes beforehand and we're changed, that means we can never die again. Amen. Ever. Do you believe that or not?
Yes.
We can never die again. The Bible said the second death, separation from God, cast into hell, has no power over us. We will not experience death a second time. Can never die again forever, eternity. But when you realize you're going to be around that long, it kind of makes you relax. Kind of breathe a sigh of relief and go, huh. I'm going to be here. Maybe not right here, but I'm going to be around. Eons and eons and eons to come. Because I'm a spirit. Did you know inside your spirit is not aging? Yeah, you know your body's aging. You know that. But inside, you are not growing older. That's why it's such a foolish thing for people to talk about, well, you know, I'm 50 years old now, I'm 60 years old, I'm X amount of years old, and I'm losing my memory, and I just, you know. You're not supposed to lose your memory. You're supposed to be sharp. Your mind is not physical. You're supposed to be stronger spiritually than you've ever been. The inward man is renewed. Day by day, you're supposed to know more, be more, see more, understand more. Yeah, the body's going to age, but not you. Why don't you try that out loud? Say it out loud. My body may age, but not me. You're not just a body. If you start acting old, it's because you let something influence your mind and begin to believe things you shouldn't be believing. Because inside you haven't aged a day since you were born again. Only grown and developed. The Lord gave me discerning of spirits a couple of years ago about a situation. And I saw a person that had gone. And I knew them in this life. And I saw them. I had never seen them like that. They were always older than me all the time I had known them. And ever since I'd known them, they had had gray hair and were older. Their hair was jet black. Their features, it's hard to describe them. I'd never imagined they looked that good. Wonder what you look like when you get out of this body. When you go on to be with the Lord. No aging, no dying, no pain. No, none of that. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Say it again, glory to God. He said he gives breath to the people upon it, and he gives spirit to them that walk therein. Supernatural vision into the realm of spirits. Now I want to mention this, and then we'll find a place to unhook. Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, said on one occasion he had a vision, and it was a discerning of spirits. He said he no more expected it. He says it like this, than he expected to be the next man to land on the moon. Well, that means you're not expecting it. And he was having a meeting. He was at a pastor's house, and they were having a sandwich at the table in the kitchen. And his little daughter came in, said, Daddy, it's late. Pray with me before I go to bed. And he said, oh, yeah, fine, let's do it right now. And they all knelt down to pray. And he said when he knelt down, it was like he knelt into a cloud. Didn't they? They're expecting to finish their sandwich and go to bed. Not expecting this. He said he saw a cloud, like he'd knelt into a brilliant white cloud. And he saw the Lord. Have other people seen the Lord in the Bible?
Yes.
Can it happen?
Yes.
If you don't believe it can happen, then you don't believe the Bible.
Right.
So, well, I don't believe it happened to them. Well, that's your choice. That's your prerogative. But be sure that you're not saying, I don't believe it can happen. Because if you say that, you don't believe the Bible. Paul saw the Master.
Yes.
How many remember? He was on the road to Damascus.
Yes,
didn't even believe in the Lord.
Right.
On his way to kill Christians.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Breathing out threatenings against them.
Yes.
And he saw a bright light.
Yes, Lord.
You must say, how you know he saw the Lord? We have to look at other chapters later in the book of Acts. He says he saw him.
Yes.
Ananias said he saw him.
Yes,
and he saw the Lord. And he said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus, who you are persecuting. Let's just stop right here now. Did that really happen?
Yes.
And the Bible said the other people that were with him, they didn't see what he saw. They didn't hear what. They heard some stuff, but they didn't see that. Why? God gave him discerning of spirits. He's walking on this dusty road. He sees the people with him. He sees the trees on the side of the road and the birds and the corn out in the field. And all at once, he sees something else that was already there, but he couldn't see it until the Lord opened his eyes and gave him a discerning of spirits. And he saw the Lord that they crucified and put on the cross and buried, but is no longer in the grave. He saw him. He saw him. Is it possible somebody could see him today?
Yes.
Absolutely. It's possible. Somebody said, well, I want to see him. I know you do. Every one of us in here want to see him. And we're going to see him.
Yeah.
We're not guaranteed that we'll see him in this life. He expects us to walk by faith.
Amen.
But there are times and situations where it is His will to reveal Himself to people and let them see Him for purposes and for reasons. How many understand how Paul began his ministry with this supernatural vision? Do you know how he ended it up? Talking about the vision. When they finally brought him, you know, after years in the ministry, and he wound up in front of King Agrippa, and he wound up in front of Felix, and those, he's doing what the Lord told him in the vision that he would do. You know what he talked about? The vision. You remember that? He said, King, I was on my way to Damascus. You remember, did you read it? And I saw a bright light, brighter than the noonday. Isn't that what he said? In front of the kings. And he finished it up by saying, wherefore I was not disobedient to that heavenly vision. Did it mean something to him? Do we need that kind of thing today? No, we're not saying all of us are going to have visions of Jesus. In fact, I need to say it like this. The book of Acts, you see these spectacular things happen. Every one of these nine manifestations that we're talking about is in this book. But you'd have to add to the text to say some of these spectacular things happened to these individuals more than two or three or four times in their whole lifetime. And it didn't happen for everybody. And so you got to watch about, you know, so I want to see him. I want to see him. I'm going to fast and pray till I see him. It's possible you could fast until you passed out and not see him. You can't initiate it. It's not something you can accomplish through effort, through pushing. It's as he wills. And he has required us to walk by faith. What does that mean? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things what?
Not seen.
Not seen. He expects you to believe he's there and to walk with him like you can see him.
Yes.
Even though you can't.
Yes.
And to say, no, I'm not going to have it. I got to see you. I want to see you now. Can be you rebelling against what he said and refusing to walk by faith.
Yes.
But at the same time, we need to be open. That if God does choose to manifest himself that way with some of us, we don't just close it off and say it can't happen. It can happen. Has happened. Does happen. Will happen. And we'll respect it. Now, just because somebody comes and says, I had a vision of the Lord and I saw him and he told me this, doesn't mean you automatically believe it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning of Spirits, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1304H. That's R-1304H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.